Okay, next aspect over here in Melachos Machshavos. Yesterday we spoke again about Melachos Shenitzricha Leguf for the various different categories of it. Next thing is like this. Shaygig. The din is like this. If somebody desecrates Shabbos intentionally and was warned, he gets skila, he gets stoned. If somebody intentionally desecrated Shabbos and they weren't warned, then they get kodesh. If somebody was accidentally desecrated Shabbos, then he has to bring a korban chatos. In the time of the he has to bring what's called a sin offering. Now, shaygig, accidental, is not a correct word for the real definition of the word shaygig. Shaygig on Shabbos means one of two things. I know that what I'm doing is forbidden, but I forgot it was Shabbos. Or, I know what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing, but I didn't know it's not allowed on Shabbos. In other words, accidental, forgive me a simple example to discuss that concept in a minute. A guy, by mistake, leans against the wall, and he turns on the light. Yeah? That's not, in English, it's called accidental. It's not accidental. That is called misasek. That's completely not obligated to korban chatos at all. I mean, you can't do it, obviously, because then you know what you're doing. But the din is as follows. In order to be chayv, what's called shaygig on Shabbos, you have to basically know what you're doing, but you think it's allowed. Either because you forgot it was Shabbos, and I'll give you a simple example of that in a second. Or the second thing is, I didn't know I'm not allowed to do it. For instance, if somebody wakes up in the morning, he's half asleep, and he turns on the light. He knows what he did. He knows he turned on the light. But because he's half asleep, he forgot it was Shabbos. That's shaygig. That would have to bring a korban. Or if a guy turned on the light, but he didn't know, you're not allowed to turn on the light on Shabbos. Then that's also shaygig. There's a third category of shaygig that he doesn't talk about. There's a third category of shaygig in halacha, and that is if he asked a shaila to a rav, am I allowed to do it or not on Shabbos? And the rav said, yeah, and you did it. And then you found out the rav made a mistake, and you weren't allowed to do it. Then that's called also shaygig. You have to bring a korban. The question is, who has to pay for it? That's a whole different story. Does the rabbi have to pay for it? Do you have to pay for it? But bottom line is, the definition of shaygig is either there, as the word calls, shigiga Shabbos, meaning he forgot it was Shabbos, or he didn't know you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. But he knew what he was doing. He just thought what he's doing is allowed. Okay. Now, but again, if a guy just leans against the wall, you know, just turns on the light by mistake, or he's walking in the street and by mistake he steps on a bug, that's, he didn't know what he was doing. That's not called any malach on Shabbos. I mean, again, you can't do it, but you're not chayv a korban because you didn't know what you were doing.
So you have to bring korban?
Yes. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, you have to... Not really. I mean, you can give a lot of money to tzedakah, but any fundraiser will tell you that. Okay, next is another category, misasik. For instance, what happened on Shabbos, you're not allowed to cut something off from the place it's growing. It's the malacha, what's called kaitzer, harvesting. Okay? So what happens if somebody's in the field, and in his mind, it's a loose branch or a loose thing growing. Okay? He thought it was a loose flower. And he picks it up. His intention was to pick up something already cut. And then he realized he just cut it. That's again misasik. That does not have to bring a korban chatos. Why? Because again, he didn't know that he was doing something forbidden. He thought he was picking up something that you're allowed to do. What he thought he's allowed to do is not forbidden. So that would be misasik. It's called misasek. Misasek means preoccupied. That means he didn't realize what he was doing. Okay, that's not relevant. This. Okay, now there's a very interesting when it comes to Shabbos. It doesn't apply anywhere else in halacha, but just by Shabbos. For instance, there are two stalks growing. Okay, there's two stalks who are growing, both connected to the ground. Now, if I wanted to cut one and I cut it, I'm chayef. What happens if I wanted to cut stalk A and instead I cut stalk B? So for Shabbos, he wouldn't have to bring a korban chatos, even though both of them would be stalks that are connected to the ground, and he would be chayef for cutting. But because he didn't do what he wanted, there's a unique din by Shabbos that's called machlachas machshavos. You have to know what you're doing. I wanted to cut A, instead I cut B. It doesn't matter. But for instance, in the rest of Torah, there's two pieces of treif for meat. Both were treif. I wanted to eat treif A, and I ate treif B instead. I'd be chayev malchus. I'd get lashes because I ate treif. What did I want to do? I wanted to eat treif. I ate treif. Here he wanted to cut this, and he cut this. For by Shabbos, only Shabbos, it's not called melachas machshavos. Melachas machshavos means you have to be aware and want to do what you're doing. I didn't want to cut A, I cut B. I wanted to cut A and I cut B. So that would also be a misasek when it comes to Shabbos. Okay, so again, if a guy is in the middle of putting on his jacket and he picks up his hand and by mistake, he flicks on the switch. Again, that is not shayga, that would demand a carbon. That's actually the union of misasik, and it would be potter.
Oh, wait, that is cutting A or B. The A was prohibited anyway.
What?
Cutting the A was prohibited anyway.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And all other sins, it doesn't matter. Yeah. By Shabbos, because my intent wasn't fulfilled, I wanted to cut A. And instead I cut B. So what I wanted to do didn't happen. So for Shabbos, it's only rabbinically forbidden.
Yeah, but he knew that cutting A is prohibited.
I understand. But he didn't. But instead, he cut B. I understand. That's what I'm telling you. Shabbos is a unique din. That Shabbos, you have to do what you intended to do. Here, I intended to cut A and I cut B. If it be treif A and B, and I wanted to eat treif A and A treif B, I'm still eating. I wanted to eat. It doesn't matter which treif it is. So even though I wanted to eat this, I ate this, you just still be chayev. But by Shabbos, it's unique. Okay, next. And this is a very, very, very practical din coming up. There's a din in the Gemara, which is really an argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, what's called Eina Miskaven. It's unintentional. I don't want to do something wrong. The classic example the Gemara gives is you're not allowed to make holes in the ground because that's called plowing. So what happens if I schlep a bench across the ground from place A to B? I don't want to make holes in the ground. It's not my kavanah. It's ain't a miskaven. I don't want to make a hole in the ground. So would that be chayiv on Shabbos or not? Rabbi Yehuda says chayiv. Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. Unless if it's psik reisha. I'm going to take these in and we're going to elaborate on them as the days go on. Okay. Psik reisha is an expression the Gemara has. It's only a half of expression. The expression of the Gemara is really psik reisha v'lo yomus. I want to chop off its head, but I don't want it to die. Psik, cut off, reisha, the head, v'loyam, but I don't want it to die. Meaning, the classic example is, I want to chop off the head of the chicken, but I don't want it to die. It's inevitable. If it's for sure going to happen, you can't say, I don't intend for it to die. Because obviously, if it's for sure going to happen, then I do want it to die. Or else I couldn't do it. So therefore, if it's for sure going to make a hole on the ground, then I wouldn't be allowed to, even if that's not my intent. But if it might make a hole in the ground, it might not make a hole in the ground, then because my intention is not to make a hole in the ground, it would be allowed. And this goes off into, I'll give you an example. Am I allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos?
No,
one second. So, men, we talk to men now. Men don't walk in the hay. I hope they don't walk in the hay. Now, if it's for sure going to cut the grass, you're not allowed to rip off grass. That's cutting, okay, it's harvesting something from the place it grows. So if it's for sure going to rip grass, then I wouldn't be allowed to do it. But walking on grass, it might not. And I don't want to cut the grass. You know what I mean? I don't want to rip it out. So then it would be allowed. But for instance, to play soccer on Shabbos, on grass, that wouldn't be allowed. Why? Because when you're kicking for sure is going to uproot the grass. So you can't say, I don't want to uproot the grass. It's going to happen. It's happening. So you can't call that psikrei. I mean, you can't call that eino miskaven. I'll give you another practical example. You're not allowed to cause bleeding on Shabbos. This is a very practical example. You're not allowed to cause bleeding on Shabbos. It's the melach of shechita, by the way. You're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos, which means causing something to bleed. Now, am I allowed to floss my teeth on Shabbos?
Yes.
One second. There are certain people, every time they floss, their teeth bleed. Sometimes it bleeds, sometimes it doesn't bleed. Right? So the guy whose teeth always bleed is not allowed to floss his teeth. Even though your intention is to clean your teeth, your intention is not to make it bleed. But if your teeth always bleed every time you floss, you can't say, I don't want it to bleed. It's called psikresha. It's short for psikresha v'leyamos. It's for sure like chopping off the head. I don't want it to die. It's ridiculous. Now, one second. If your teeth sometimes bleed, sometimes don't bleed, so it's not for sure going to happen, then I'm allowed to floss my teeth, even though it might end up bleeding, but I don't want it to bleed. What?
So if someone's bleeding, you can't put a bandage?
No, you could. So you're stopping the bleeding.
But it's not dying? How is that
okay? No, is it dying the... Let me ask you a different
question. It's a way
to bandage. Okay, let me ask you a different... I'm gonna rephrase your question.
Right.
I make it is Friday night, or Shabbos day. My hands get dirty from the wine, right? It spills over. Now I take a white napkin and I clean off my hand. One second. Did I dye the napkin or color the napkin?
Yeah.
Why is that allowed in Shabbos? The answer is no. Because it's ruining the napkin. It's not dyeing the napkin. Coloring is when it betters it.
Beautiful.
Cleaning my hands. Now, if I would have a purple cloth napkin that's the same color as the wine, then it might be a question of using such a napkin on Shabbos with wine because I'm not ruining the napkin. In fact, I'm enhancing it a little bit with the wine color. But if I have a white cloth napkin or a paper napkin clean my hand and it gets full of wine or ketchup or anything else, that's not dying, it's called ruining it.
But I'm also ruining the grass by schlepping the bench.
But it doesn't matter, the melach is kaitzer. The melach is harvesting.
The melach is dying too.
Dying is not, no, by definition, dying is only when it enhances it. But it doesn't matter. The melach of kaitzit is ripping grass out of the ground or anything that grows out of the ground.
Even if it's to your damage, you
correct. That melach, because the melach is uprooting something. What?
Even a purple napkin, you're really ruining it. It's going to the garbage.
I said a cloth napkin. A paper napkin that is the purple, you're going to throw it out. That's called ruining it. I'm saying a cloth napkin that would be the exact wine color, would be wine color. Then Allah has a question whether you could use it on Shabbos.
What if it's not your intention to be colored?
But it's inevitable, it's for sure going to happen. Yeah. It's a psikresh, like we just said.
Yeah.
How about the fridge?
You're making it dirty.
What?
You know that there is a light. If you open it, you know it's going to turn on, right? So that's the situation.
Okay, you know what? This is exactly another good example. We're going to come to that later. You jumped the gun. If I open a refrigerator and the light goes on Shabbos, right? The light goes on. I'm not allowed to do it because I'm turning on the light on Shabbos. But my intent is not to turn on the light. My intent is to open the fridge. So I'm not intending to, I don't want the light on, I don't need it on. Why is it forbidden? Again, because it's psikresh, it's for sure going to happen. It's not possible to open the door, maybe the light will go on, maybe the light won't go on. If it's for sure going to go on, again, the concept of psikresh is you can't say I didn't intend to do it, because it's for sure happening, it means you're intending it. We'll go get to that.